And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. Thanks for sticking with us. Remember, if you missed any part of the first hour of the program, you can check it out online, radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show on iTunes, you'll get to listen to all the great music that was in the first hour, and we did have some new stuff for you. We've got some new stuff creeping up this hour, too. It's going to be great. And we also have Stephen Karlik, and Brian's got the lowdown, so lots of great stuff. And this is all, of course, brought to you by the Earshot 20, me and Brian Cleveland, Anthony M. and Brian Cleveland, and earshot-online.com. Great service provided by the NCRA and the fine folks at Earshot. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
For sure. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which publishes every single week the National Top 50. As Anthony mentioned, we went through numbers 20 to 11 in the hour before that, and you can check out that hour on many other ways if you missed it. But you can also find the full list on earshot-online.com every single week, including numbers 1 through 50, as well as charts from over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations who submit to create this fine service, as well as specialty charts including electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and so much more. So go and check it out in your spare time. It is earshot-online.com.
If you're taking the time to listen to this, though, you've got spare time, so you can be checking it out and listening to this program.
Not necessarily.
Well,
a lot of people listen to the radio in their car, Anthony.
Okay, fair enough. Don't go to the website if you're driving. That's true. That is true.
Just remember, you check it out later.
Remember, yeah. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature, which includes an interview and will play something from your latest release. So really excited to do that for you. Please get in touch with us. We've done it. We've had a few interviews over the past couple of weeks, and we're always looking for more, so please reach out to us. And of course, facebook.com/earshot20, our home of the Facebook and where we hold all of our contests, because we're too poor to have a website just yet.
It's not that expensive or hard. We just haven't done it.
Well,
you don't always need websites.
You don't always need a website, but I think it would be nice and flashy with our pictures and we're in suits and, you know, we'd have...
That will never happen.
Oh, yes, it will. I'll Photoshop you into a suit. But you can go on to our Facebook page and like and share our contest photo right now. Pop Montreal, we're giving away day passes, 5 of them. One for each day of the festival, and they could be yours if you like and share the contest photo right now on our Facebook page. You've got until mid-September, and then we'll be making that draw, and the individual will get those 5 passes sent to them by Pop Montreal, and you'll get to take advantage of all of the great acts, over 100. There's over 100 musical acts. This is not to mention all the other great things they have going, like their arts festivals, all that stuff. That's just the music. 100. You probably won't even be able to get them all in. There's that many. But I challenge you. I challenge you to try. So go on over to our Facebook page and do that, and you'll have your chance to win those day passes. All right, we've got some music to bring your way. I'm excited to see what happens in this hour. I know our number one is the same.
That's it, though.
That's it.
Yep.
All kinds of movement and some stuff creeping up from down below.
For sure.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Well, let's hear it.
All right, at number 10, up for number 16 is Leon Bridges, Coming Home. This one's been sticking around for a little while now. You're going to hear a track called Coming Home. It is the title track. At number 9, a debut from last week, at number 26, the new one from Frog Eyes, Pick Pockets Lock It. And you're going to hear a track called Crystal Blip. And we'll close this set out with a new one from Lindy Ortega. Her new record is called Faded Gloryville. It drops for number 6, number 8. And you're going to hear Someday Soon.
Coming Home, Leon Bridges, your number 10 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
you're my one and only woman. The world needs a bit of taste in my mouth, girl. You're the only one that I want. Wanna be your ride.
Run, 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 because you're
rust. Bad beaches, blustery plus over as it strikes the day. And you don't forget that the demons strike.
Shot 20. Number 8. So long.
Someday Soon by Lindy Ortega at number 8, down from number 6 from the record Faded. Gloryville closes out that set of tunes at number 9, and before that up from number 26, it is Pickpockets' Locket, the new one from Frog Eyes, and a track called Crystal Blip. And we heard the title track from the new Leon Bridges record. It's at number 10, up from number 16. That one was called Coming Home.
Second hour of the Earshot 20, and we are counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We've got more news to bring you in this hour of the program. We're heading back to the phone line to Stephen Karlick, who's got our news. And we're going to kick things off with some news about Dr. Dre.
Yeah, this is a bit of a controversial one. Following criticism that the new NWA biopic Straight Outta Compton neglected to cover long-standing reports of Dr. Dre's physical abuse against women, the rapper and producer has issued a statement apologizing for the violent behavior of his past. This is, of course, referring to, I mean, among others, a very famous incident in which Dr. Dre was accused of beating up a journalist named Dee Barnes in a nightclub. Dr. Dre, otherwise known as Andre Young, released a statement on August 21st through the New York Times that addresses concerns brought up since the release of the film, namely that he beat up Dee Barnes, among other women. Young is, of course, said to have slammed Dee Barnes' head against a wall, thrown her down a flight of stairs, kicked her, and stomped on her fingers, all alleged very disgusting behavior. Barnes wrote about the incident and other allegations this week for Gawker in a piece called Here's What's Missing from Straight Outta Compton, Me and the Other Women Dr. Dre Beat Up. And though Dr. Dre doesn't address any specific incidences in his statement, he wrote this, 25 years ago, I was a young man drinking too much and in over my head, with no real structure in my life. However, none of this is an excuse for what I did. I've been married for 19 years, and every day I'm working to be a better man for my family, seeking guidance along the way. I'm doing everything I can so I never resemble that man again. I apologize to the women I've hurt. I deeply regret what I did, and I know that it has forever impacted all of our lives. A few days later, this was, of course, followed up by a few of the women who Dre was acknowledging, if not by name, in his apology, and they rejected what he's had to say. This, of course, includes Dre's ex-girlfriend, Michelle, who had a 6-year relationship with the rapper and producer in the 90s, and is the mother of Dre's son, Marcel. In response to Dre's recent apology, she said this in a new interview with the BBC, I don't really think it's a sincere apology. I didn't ask for a public apology, and I think if he's going to apologize, he should do it individually. To just group us like we are nothing and nobody, I just don't think it's sincere. Treat us like we have names. He's selling a movie. I think it's just good PR at the moment. And adding to that sort of claim that it's only for PR is, of course, Dee Barnes herself, who tweeted, the first apology was August 13th, 2015, day before release. Sister, you guessed it. You was right. So some news that's been around for a while, but very troubling now, that Dre is perhaps not fully acknowledging it, and definitely something to think about, that these women are being bold enough to come forward and to talk about it and to demand justice for what happened 25 years ago. So some controversial stuff, but something to think about, I think.
Right, tough to be caught up in something like this. I mean, you know, everybody's going to have their opinion. I'm not going to try and persuade one way or another, but it's you know, it's probably both have arguments. So
yeah, I think the artist versus artist behavior debate is a very big one, and something that is ongoing, and that is you can read a lot about sort of on Twitter, at Exclaim, at other music places. So keep informed, I suppose, is what I'm saying, and be media savvy and think about what you're listening to, and try to make sense of it and be the best person you can.
Well, there you go. And exclaim.ca, that's where some of that information can come from. We'll close it out now with something a little on the lighter side, and that is news about Morrissey's debut novel.
Yes, there have already been reports that Morrissey was working on a novel, and it recently came to light that it would be coming out in September. Though nothing is yet known about the plot of the new novel titled List of the Lost, Morrissey revealed in early 2014 that he was apparently midway through his novel. Now that novel has a firm release date. It will be out September 24th, courtesy of Penguin. That's only in the UK, Australia, and New Zealand, exclusively on paperback. No word yet as to when or if it will come out in North America, although fans might remember that 2013's autobiography was delayed in our continent by a few months. There is now a cover for the book, for List of the Lost, that you can see at exclaim.ca. It goes with Morrissey's sort of ongoing classic retro look. It's a very cool cover, actually. Check it out at exclaim.ca and maybe get a pre-order in over at amazon.co.uk, or keep your fingers crossed for a Canadian release date.
Sounds like it could be an interesting read.
If it's Morrissey, it's definitely an interesting read, yeah.
Excellent. All right, Stephen, as always, thank you very much for joining us on the program and bringing us some great news from the music world. And of course, you can check it out and much, much more, exclaim.ca. I'm going to turn it over to you now for your song pick of the week.
Thank you. I talked last week a little bit about Deer Hunter, one of my favorite bands, who are releasing a new album titled Fading Frontier on October 16th. The new single from it is titled Snakeskin. It's a very interesting kind of song. I think I said last week, I love what it says about where this new album's going to go. It's a little bit poppy, very repetitive in sort of a hypnotic kind of way. It's a bouncy little song titled Snakeskin. You're listening to it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra. We'll be right back.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for an in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Cœur de Pirate, Metric, The Libertines, Carly Rae Jepsen, Beach House, Fiddlar, Fred Penner, and more, including our annual Hangout Handbook, your guide to the coolest stuff in your city. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Now we got a kitchen, now we got a hall, now we got a kitchen, we got it all. Do you remember when we were younger? We did not dream at all we would ever have a kitchen or a hall. At the end of the hall, top of the stairs, there's a room with our baby sleeping there. Do you remember when we were younger? We did not have a care we would ever have a kitchen, hall, or stair. Time goes so fast. I rested for a moment. He pulled out to pass. Pulled out to pass. Babies in the kitchen, babies in the hall, up and down the staircases and all. Do you remember when we were younger? We withered with the thought that we would have to live with these babies now. Now we got a kitchen. Now we got a hall. Now we got a kitchen. We got it all. Do you remember when we were younger? We did not dream at all we would ever have a kitchen or a hall. That we would ever have a kitchen or a hall.
Earshot 20, number 6.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was 14 Stories by Fake Tears. Their new album on Mint Records is called Night Shifting. It's at number 6, up from number 11. And before that, at number 7, down from number 5, Old Man Ludica. His new one is called Domestic Eccentric. We heard Now We Got a Kitchen. And we talked about this record in Stephen Karlik's spots last week. And in the near future, we're going to be hearing a new record from Deer Hunter. And this week, we played the new track, Snake Skin.
All right. Sounds fun.
Yeah, great tunes.
Great tunes.
More on the way.
You've said it all. You've taken everything that I normally say, and you just want to do the show yourself?
You seem distracted.
I took over. I was looking at my phone. All right, we've got some more tracks, some more music to bring you, and of course, in a few minutes, the lowdowns, some of the music that is debuting below the top 20 that we can't play, the national top 50. I'm just having to look through to see
if there's any.
There is. There's quite a few, actually.
Probably most that we've had in some time.
I'm a big fan. I'm already a big fan of
Pigeon. Stop spoiling it for yourself.
But I'm already a big fan of Pigeon Breeders. I like that. That's a good one. We've got number 5 and number 4 first, though. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at those spots.
All right, we're going to kick it all off with Fountain. Their new one is called Fountain 2 at number 5, up from number 12. You're going to hear Egg Island and Fist City. They dropped from number 3 to number 4 this week. Their new one is called Everything Is a Mess, and we're going to hear the track Rats.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Rats by Fist City at number 4, down from number 3. Everything Is a Mess is the name of their new album in that spot. And at number 5, up for number 12, it was Fountain from Fountain 2. You heard Egg Island.
All right, we've got 3 more tracks, but before we get to that, we promised you that we would bring you some news about debuts. Oh my goodness, that's a goodie. News about debuts, because... It kind of rhymes. I
you
like
scare
it.
Me when you get that look in your eyes.
That's a goodie. We've got news about debuts, and it's all part of this feature, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
All right, it is a doozy this week. So much great stuff debuting. 10 debuts this week below the top 20, and many of which we're probably going to hear from in the near future. We kick off the Lowdown this week at number 49 with Concrescence, the 4th album from Edmonton-based experimental trio Pigeon Breeders. Up next at number 48, Halifax's Mono is also an experimental trio, and they've released an album entitled Rough Master. Coming in at number 42, Abyss is the 5th studio album from Sacramento experimental noise folk singer-songwriter Chelsea Wolfe. Calgary punks Hagface have teamed up with Victoria's Babysitter for a split 7-inch that finds a home at number 39. The full-length debut from Montreal-born Lake Hill-based singer-songwriter Thomas Arsenault debuts at number 38. The album, released under his pen name Mass Issa, is entitled Seraph. Up next at number 34 is Coin of the Realm, the latest release from Calgary's Hexray. Chorus, Chorus, Chorus is a collection of 10 bite-sized songs from Guelph-based songsmith Gregory Pepper and his Problems. The 7-inch of pop rock tunes debuts at number 33. One spot up, we find Petunia at number 32 with their latest album, Free as the Wind. Desire Will Rot falls in place at number 30 and is the first full-length since 2011 from Ottawa metal legends F the Facts. And we close out the Lowdown this week with the long-awaited follow-up to 2010's Viper at the Virgin's Feet from London's Alison Brown in the form of her new record, Stitches and Incisions, at number 29.
All right, thanks for that, Brian. So there you go, a look at what's debuting below the top 20. And obviously, some of those have a really good shot at making it up into the top 20, so you might hear from them in the coming weeks. All right, 3 more. We're going to kick it all off with number 3, and then number 2 and number 1. I mean, it's not rocket science.
All right, they were at number 1 for several weeks before being displaced by Mac DeMarco. A couple weeks ago, it is Yukon Blonde. They are at number 3 this week, down for number 2 from the new record on Blonde. Here's a track called Starvation right here on the Earshot 20.
Don't look back, you don't need to try. It's a hard time living.
Earshot 20. Number 2.
I may not be as honest as I ought to be now that when the walls go up, I said it didn't worry me, but it hit me like an arrow. It's so I could just be paranoid. It won't quell the desire to know what was really
Shot 20. Number 1. Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sitting still in the number one spot at the top of the charts, that was Mac DeMarco from The Record. Another one, you heard A Heart Like Hers. Before that, Love Paranoia by Tame Impala. Their new one, Currents, rising a couple of spots from number four to number two, and dropping one spot this week to number three, it was Yukon Blonde from The Record On Blonde. We started off our final set with a track called Starvation.
Well, there you go. Another week, another countdown done. I'm Anthony Hammond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We do this every week. It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And of course, it comes from the campus and community radio station in St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM. We broadcast here first, Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We thank them all very much for airing the program. You can also download the program from radioforall.net. And you can podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much. Don't forget to head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. Your chance to win those day passes to Pop Montreal. Just like and share the contest photo. Brian, we'll catch you on the flip, buddy. Next week you're alone. The week after I'm alone. 3 weeks from now, we reunite. And until then...
Say, it's like you're setting up a Saturday morning children's cartoon.
Until then,
and we will form the Earshot 20.
But until then, we will still have the show. It'll just be a little less entertaining because I know this is what people like. They don't like the music; they like us. You think?
Sure.
That's a little conceited. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.